and other issues. But on the finance level, the numbers speak for themselves.
I'd like to go on the chair, Mr. On the staff,
yep.
Mr. Chair.
And I'd like to go after you. Anybody else? Okay, we'll start with Mark and then me. Go ahead.
Thank you. And
Mark,
Mark,
can you can we make some agreements about time? I remember last time you had a long run. How long?
I'm not going to have a run. Can I have 3 minutes, Mr. Chair?
Yep. Sure. Just so long as we know. Go ahead.
Okay. And Lonnie, you got to answer quickly. First one. Adding the programming coordinator, do you believe that we have the dollars to support that? Yes or no?
Yeah, I think we do, Mark. You know.
Okay. Second question. On the development that I talked about at the last meeting, where we're so far budgeting $20,000, for grants, and we're looking to do a part-time development consultant. Are you still supporting that plan?
No, actually. I heard the concern there. It's my concern, too. When I saw how these other budgets were coming in, it felt to me that we had to try to keep that position at full strength and hopefully raise more revenue. So
okay.
What's happened is that we've got an agreement from the individual beyond longer to get some of these extra mail drops that we wanted to do planned. So once we get those done, then the revenue that I've projected so far will go up. So that will be
okay.
A change.
All right. So far you're contemplating a full-time development as well as possible program coordinator, correct?
Yes.
Okay. Now, in the event that position is altered, do you anticipate opening that up to competitive bidding, or are you suggesting going with the current person?
Well, the current person is saying they'll stay on longer. He's not leaving.
Okay.
So,
all right. Next. Okay. I'm trying to get my 3 minutes. Okay. Next question. The archives. The current contemplated funding levels for the archives based on affiliate income, the KU band, a national fundraising accorded a day, as well as product development. Do you feel confident that will be sufficient to meet their immediate needs in 06?
Yeah, actually, I do. Well, actually, as I speak, we have 160,000 mailing done for the archives, and we're starting
okay.
to get revenue there.
Okay, next question, which I will be cautious about because we're not in an executive session, but there's been some concern raised about national salaries related to forget that. I'll hold it for executive session. Next question about Spanish language. Do you feel that there is any way that we can possibly fulfill the PMB mandate? Obviously, we can't do it in January. I'm going to take that back. Do you see that happening? And if so, how will we pay for it? And once again, how much do you anticipate it costing? To do that, the Spanish language national news programming that was approved in January by the PMB. I mean, not in January, in L.A. by the PMB. Go ahead.
Yeah, it was January.
It was, I thought so. Okay, January. Do you see it happening?
Not at the present, but let me
how
add,
much do you, I'm sorry. How much
just
do you
let me add a caveat. Just let me add one caveat.
Okay.
Right now, the funds are not identified for the Race and Nationality Initiative, either in the very inexpensive model. Remember, there were two or three models. There was one that was presented, it was $280,000. Then there were suggestions by members that, well, maybe we can do it for cheaper. And, I think they got down to maybe $100,000 or even $90,000. My response is, that depending on the version of Race and Nationality that's approved, the board would have to make the decision about how... Yes, I could identify some funds. Okay, let me try to be as clear as possible. But the board would have to approve it as part of the budget along with other unbudgeted items that are currently unbudgeted.
All right. Will you be presenting to the board a scenario that will implement that motion?
Yeah,
next year?
I One of the reasons I pressured our current incumbent to stay on full time is to help, you know, increase the revenue figure.
So at what time do you anticipate that would, and again, my apologies, but my time is ticking. At what point do you anticipate perhaps the Spanish language motion being actually, the board, the Pacifica being capable of possibly implementing that that motion, notwithstanding the January requirement? When do you see it happening, if at all, in FY06?
I'm just, at this point, let me say that I don't see it happening now. But I'll tell you what, I'm going to have to go back and reproject revenue, and I'm going to put before this board several priorities that this board has supported, and ask the board to really look those things over and see which one's priority.
Okay. All right, so I'll look for that at the PNB. I have two last questions, and I believe I have a minute left. The first one, the LSB budgets. As you know, all of them are not before us yet, at least as we speak now. What do you think was the biggest obstacle to a smooth passage of LSB budgets? Do you think it was obstinance on the part of local? Do you think it was just miscommunication? Do you think it was just the way things happened this year? What would you most like to see corrected with the LSB budgetary process?
Well, that sort of puts me on
30 seconds.
Puts me on the spot a little bit. But, I think that each case was different. I'll be specific. In the case of Kay had asserted that the right of the LSB to present a budget untouched by anyone.
No, I mean in general. Forget the speeches.
In general. Well, I just think that I think that it was not sufficiently impressed upon people how important it is to meet the deadlines by me, by treasurers, by everybody involved. And as a result, an entire network can't get its budget done because of deadlines that are missed.
Okay. Thank you. I'm sorry, but once again, my last question. We've heard something tonight a couple of times about the inspector's rights and director's rights to inspection, and I believe it was in April or maybe March when we first heard that. I have not yet received a report from Director Williams about her findings. Have you?
No, I have not.
All right, thank you. That's the end of my question.
Uh-huh. Okay.
The chair, Max.
Do you want to be on the stack line, LaVarne?
Yes, Matt speaks.
Okay, LaVarne and I heard Patty.
And I want to correct that, too.
And Baruti. Okay. First, I just want to correct. The LSB, KPFK LSB, never said that it couldn't be touched by anyone else. The proposal that was made through this committee by me was simply that the budgets approved by LSBs would be presented to the PNB and alternatives would be presented in parallel documents, not by alterations to the initial document. The KPFK LSB never ruled in any way that anybody in the process should not be involved, so I wanted to correct that. I have a few issues about the national budget. One of them is that in last year's budget, there was zero, I believe, allocated to mailing in the National Office Development budget to mailing subscriptions to postal development, postage subscriptions, mailing services subscriptions, and subscription supplies had no allocation. The national office spent $58,000, $117,000, and $24,000 respectively in those categories. And total development is slated by the end of the year to be $221,000. I look at the budget for this year, I see that the total development expenses are $175,000, and once again, there's nothing in any of those line items. So I'm concerned that we have $46,000 less in this year's budget at National for development. I'm concerned that there are still zeros in line items that last year had zeros and in which I forget how much I just said, but over $150,000 was spent. So I want to understand why there are zeros there. A couple of other issues. The national program director you have hitting the books in October. I can't see us being ready to hire such a person in October and I'd like to know whether you're changing your projection of when that salary will hit our books. There may be a great deal of money saved if we're more realistic about when that's happening. I also don't see any budget for a job search. So if we're going to be doing a job search, I want to check myself on that. But personnel search is slated for, there we go, $150 for the year. So if we're not going to spend any money on personnel who we're paying upwards of $60,000, then I think that's a problem. And I think realistically there is going to be an expense incurred there. We have an administrative director salary position starting in absent in October and November, but starting in 2005, it looks like about a third of a position, and so I think we need to discuss that amount. And the last thing I want to say is that we've got three positions in this budget: a national programming director, an affiliates director, and a webmaster, whose salaries combined are in excess of $150,000, and as near as I can tell, they don't have any budget to work with, or not appreciable budget. The programming budget for this year was $60,000, and for next year, you have it slated at the same thing. At the end of June, you said that the end-of-year amount for programming from National was going to be $80,000. By the July preliminary income statement, you have that down to $66,000 by the end of the year. But we all know that all the stations have been billed back for much of the coverage that was organized by National. So in reality, the local stations can't count on how much of their programming expense line item they have available for their own programming expenses, because National has been billing them for national programming. And I don't think that's really wise. So I would like to see, and I know that because of the lateness of the hour, we may not be able to reorient this stuff, but I would like us to see putting more money into the various programs that people who were paying substantial, by our standards, salaries to are going to have to avail themselves of to be able to do any work. If you have an affiliates director, a webmaster who doesn't have any budget, that's your whole digital distribution strategy, you know, we're gonna be far behind everybody else. If the programming is only $60,000, we're not going to be able to produce significant programming without leveraging the stations. And if one reason I know Steve's on the call is to ask some questions about what kind of budget is allocated to the affiliates program. So I'd like to take them one by one, and I'd like to start with the fact that the total development is down $46,000 in the projected budget, and you have zeros in line items where you spent over $150,000 this year.
We went over these items, Dave, last call. Most of these items we went over.
Item.
You're repeating them now. All right. I'll go over them again, but you know the answers that I gave last time.
Lonnie,
so,
I did not raise the question. I didn't hear anybody raise the question about the development.
All right.
Expense.
Well, I'll do that. But
thank you.
Been going over and over the same issues on different calls is not necessarily productive. Now, I'll go through them again. These are the same questions. We went over Valerie as administrative director.
Wait. I want to ask why $46,000 less in development this year than actual, and why are there zeros in the lines in which there were zeros last year and $150,000?
Okay, well, I'll take them one at a time. We went over this last call. The development position, as it's stated in this budget, was presented at halftime. So that's 46. There's less money in it.
No. This is development expenses. This is not in salaries.
Yeah, because we're going to do less mail drops. You have a halftime development person. That's how it's planned. Therefore, you'll have less development expenses. Why there were zeros in those line items? Well, because last year, if you notice, when WBAI and other stations have a bad drive, the national office was going to be looking at a shortfall in its income. And in the interest of being self-sustaining, and also in the interest of building some reserves to help stations that have shortfalls, we initiated a mail drop campaign in order to raise the funds, not only in terms of shortfall for the national office, not only in shortfall for national programming. You mentioned that the stations didn't want a surprise in terms of being billed back for national programming. Well, we did if we went out and raised money to cover those national programming expenses as far as possible. Same answer. So you saw a difference in those line items. Now, I will have to fill out what the expenses are going to be in this budget by line item. That's true. And I'll do that by Sunday. I just needed to know how much revenue is going to be coming in from our two of our largest stations, that is A and K. And we're, and that revenue and listener support matters. Like, you change your listener support by $150,000. That changes my budget. K did this. Same thing with A. A's listener support numbers vary by $300,000. So between the two of them, I'm looking at $450,000 to $500,000 variability. Now, when I get those budgets, I won't have that variability, and I can know what the listener support dollars are, and therefore the central service money I'll be working with. So anyway, that's $50,000. That's a lot of money in my budget. On the other issue, we have at the national office and for PRA a sustainability strategy we're pursuing. I've been talking about it for at least 2 years. We are trying to become as self-sustaining as possible in many ways as possible. And mail drops are an important part of that, and we've been very successful at it. And we'll try to continue it. Mark's question was, well, what about the full-time person? Well, we worked hard to get the person to stay on with us so as to try to produce more revenue, because we already see this year that a station can have a bad drive. And so we've asked that person to stay on with us, try to replicate the revenue from last year. Now, when I get that signed, sealed, and delivered, I'll have it ready by Sunday. At least I'll have what I feel we can commit to for sure and deliver on. And that's really my concern. I hate to put a number on paper. That's speculative.
Okay. Well, we did also talk. Okay, so I hear that, but I'm still concerned that we've got $46,000 less. And when I look at the revenue line for projected income, it's about what we did this year. The other thing, you're right, we did talk about last time the national program director hire being delayed.
Yeah,
but
I'll do that. I'll do that in my change in budget by Sunday. I'm looking at that. I want to save that money too.
Okay, and we'll talk in the executive session about the admin director issue. The main question is the money that's going to come from that, and you're going to be getting. I mean, in Kay's budget, we have an increased revenue projection, which is going to give National about another $20,000 in central services. This money that would be saved from delaying the national program director hire and possibly from other areas, what about where are they going to get put? In development, is it going to get put into programming expenses? And what about this question of the bill backs to local stations, because we haven't really put in enough to programming?
Well, you know, the idea for next year, meaning 06, is that beginning in October, there will be more national programming. You can see the hearings are going to come up in connection with O'Connor. You might even have activity. Katrina will be an ongoing problem. Won't be, you know, there'll be news. There'll be a need to cover. So what I'm trying to do here is to keep the revenue at national office higher than what sometimes I felt was safe, at least to try to maintain it from last year, and have those funds be funneled into that national program so the stations wouldn't get billed. Now, with the Roberts hearing, we raised $16,000 to $20,000 to help pay for that broadcast and not bill the stations for that national broadcast. So the plan is the same as it always was, is to try to raise as much money to pay for national programming and other expenses and not have to bill back to the stations. And we were fairly successful at that.
Okay, I have other things, but I'll yield to LaVarne was next.
Yes, I'm sorry, LaVarne. I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yep.
Hello?
Hi.
Yeah. Thank you, Mr. Chair. Well, a couple questions. First, I haven't looked at the latest. I mean, I thought I looked at the latest budget, but the budget for the national office on the headcount, I don't really know how many headcount you have now, how many you have in the plan, how many additions you have. And the sheet just had, like,
Hang on, Lavarne, you're cutting in and out, and so we're hearing like two out of every three words. Is there any way you could change your connection?
Yes, I can, absolutely. Let me call in another line, and
Do you mind if I have Patty go ahead of you, and I'll recognize you as soon as she's done once you get back, or would you like us to wait for you to call in?
No, please, let Patty go first. Thank you.
Okay. Patty, go ahead. Hello, can you hear me?
This is Jane. I'd like to get on the stack.
Okay.
Oh, I'm sorry. Can you put someone else on the stack before me? I'm sorry.
Okay,
I'm in the middle of something.
We have Baruti was next, and then when Pat Lavon comes back, she'll go, and then Jane, and then Patty.
What I wanted to ask Lonnie to do, since he's got to make some changes to the national office budget for Sunday, if he could also include an amount in there for it. I just want to be clear on how he's going to present the Spanish language programming. It sounded like he was going to present it in such a fashion where it wasn't in the budget, but was going to ask. I wasn't clear on that, but what I wanted to suggest was that a line item be added and the revenue be put in there, and you know, just be highlighted that whatever, you know, that it needs to be raised or whatever the situation is, because it sounded like it wasn't going to actually be in the budget if I understood his answer, but that it was going to be something that was going to be presented to the PNB sort of outside of the numbers that were going to be reflected for the foundation budget. And I just wanted to suggest an alternative presentation whereby the amount for Spanish language program would be put in there and the revenue be put in there, but that be noted that, you know, if there's some fundraising that needs to be done or with some funding pending, that could be approved pending that. But at least the numbers, we know what we needed to raise would actually be in the budget.
It's not in the budget now. And my intent would be to look at all of the issues that are dollar related, present them to the PNB, and the PNB will look at prioritizing the use, to prioritize the funding that's not there. It's just as important to know what's not in a budget as it is to know what is in it. Now, would I be putting in specific numbers for specific projects at this point? No. I'm not doing that right now. First of all, I'm not even sure how much cash is going to be, you know, coming in. I need those two other stations to produce those budgets. And then, you know, this is last minute. It's a Friday. I got to have this ready by Sunday, you know.
Can I follow up, Dave?
Yeah.
No, it's not the way I like to do this.
Okay, but I know that you're going to ask the PNB to prioritize, but to me this would be the highest priority because it's already been approved. It's already been mandated by the PNB. So if there's issues that they're interested in doing that they haven't mandated. So to me, of all the potential projects that are out there, this would have to be at the top of the list because it's already been, you know, they've already set a date for it to go into effect. So I would like the rest of the committee to kind of weigh in on this as to what approach we're going to take on this. But my thing is that I think it should be there, and I think we need to have the funding there. And then, you know, as you make your presentation or whatever the supporting documents are, that, you know, this is, you know, we need to raise this money or whatever. But I think that since the PNB has already approved this item, that it should be there. But, you know, there's other items that, you know, you can put in the narrative that, you know, that they need to discuss. But that's just my opinion. I'd like to hear what other folks have as we go through the meeting.
All right. Next I have Lavarne. Are you back on?
Yes, I am.
Go ahead.
Thank you. What I was asking before was that just wanted to know what is the headcount for the national office, and you know, and if it could be presented the way the stations presented their headcount budget, that would be good, because I really don't know how many people there are, how many consultants. What is the real plan for next year? What are the positions that you would like to add? The other thing is on this programming coordinator. You know, I know we need people in to help get some of that work done in the national office. I know we're using a number of people, including Stephanie Hendricks, who's doing a really good job in terms of doing the national programming. But I think that a program coordinator seems to be, would hire someone who wouldn't have the total skills package to really do programming on a national scale. And that usually when we get into those types of hires, it's like you're hiring someone who do not have the skills to really do a program director job. And then once the person get in, it's like promoting to that job, knowing that the person didn't come in with a full set of skills. So if that doesn't really add to the Pacifica Foundation or the mission that we're trying to accomplish. And that was the other question. The other thing is, let me just weigh in on this director inspection, that we've sent out emails on what had happened during the inspections. And the last inspection, the reason why we really haven't sent in a full documentation or an email on that is that Patty did send something out, but I didn't, because really that inspection really involved a personnel issue, a huge personnel issue in terms of board-staff relationships and how that was, how the national office was received, well, how CFO Lonnie Hicks received us and his staff at that time. And I think there's a serious personnel issue that we can discuss in executive session about that. But I can, tell you for sure. Excuse me, don't interrupt me.
I let you go that far because Mark did raise it and I didn't stop him. But if it's
okay.
Not relevant to the national budget, I'd like to.
Okay, well, I've said everything that needs to be said then. Okay, so, but those are the questions. So I'd appreciate if our CFO can try to address some of those. Thanks.
Lonnie?
Oh, yeah, you know, on the headcount issue, and with the national office budget, I sent out the salary spreadsheet as a tab. So it's there, and each one of the, you know, there are FTEs there. And that's
Could you just tell me what it is? I mean, I'm sorry. I mean, that's not confidential, is it? If you tell me, then I can make sure when I look at the sheet, it will be,
yeah.
I can find that number.
Yeah, when the budgets were sent out for the national office, this came up on the last call as well, and I pointed out on that last call that the salary spreadsheet, the detail of the numbers, was there as a tab in the bottom of that spreadsheet.
I'm asking for total headcount. I'm not asking about the salary or anything, Lonnie. I'm asking, what is the headcount? Simple question. What is it? Tell me where the number is, and I can look at.
Do you have the budget that was sent out?
Yes, I do. I don't have it in front of me.
I count 16 people, all at fault.
That's what it totals to at the bottom of the sheet, 16?
That's,
is there a total?
There's not a total number. I'm just
that's
counting
what I
the
thought.
Position.
Okay.
Yeah, you can add, those are easy to add up if you need to anyway. Each individual is there. Their salaries are there. And the percent time that they're working is there.
Okay. Thank you. That's enough. I just wanted totals. I want to know how many headcount there are now. How many are in the plan, and what are the ones that you wish for versus the one you really have in the plan?
Yeah,
so that's the question.
The only ones I'm adding is that programming coordinator.
Well, and the national tech director.
Oh, yeah,
this is
well.
The question. I don't know. Could you, on Sundays, could you let us know that? And if you have that number, Nancy,
yeah,
let me know, and I'll know what to look for.
Sure, sure. I'll do
it. Yeah, actually, I recounted it. I count 15, one of the ones.
Hello.
Okay, the next is Jane.
Excuse me, wait a minute, Dave. He didn't address the program coordinator issue.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I guess he doesn't really have to because
that's just my opinion. No. Go ahead, Lonnie, please.
Why a coordinator versus the director? Well, other than the money thing, and do you have someone in mind?
No.
As Mark said, I
just think that, you know, we need to work with the programming committee on this. I just did not want, in this budgetary opportunity, not to have the funds available. And so that's really the reason. And it's going to be the call of the executive director and the programming committee and to look at the issues about how a proposed job description of a program coordinator would look. There is one that's been written, and they'll have to go through the process. And I think Dave points out correctly, it will probably take 2 or 3 months. And so I'm going to change the budget to reflect that probable reality.
Okay. Did you get all your questions answered, Levine?
For now, thank you, Mr. Chair.
Okay. Jane and then Patty.
Lonnie, on the salaries tab, I think that there were some corrections that you were going to make because there were some half-time people that were still showing up as full-time.
Yeah.
And then there were some where there was actually one full-time person filled in, but in fact, there was nobody in that position. So I think that if you could maybe turn your attention to that fairly early on, perhaps get that back out to us corrected. That would be that. I would find that very helpful.
Yes, I will do that. I remember well we discussed it, but you know, I said. Even since we had that discussion, another change occurs, you know. So my plan at this point is if I can get Kay's budget, and I assume that it's
Lonnie?
They've sent it out. I'll integrate that. A's budget, I'm just working a little bit in the dark until that group meets. And then I'll have it out to you folks before our Sunday meeting, probably Saturday night.
Yeah, Lonnie, I know that in the end, everything's going to have to be balanced. But what I've been saying all along in terms of our trying to, you know, grasp and understand the national budget is that if we could see the expenses, you know, as they should be, and then, you know, later, okay, you find out the income's going to be less, you're going to have to cut back, but still, like, for example, the salaries tab, I think it's fairly simple. If you would just look over that and perhaps make corrections to that and send it back out again.
That, yeah, maybe I'll do that. I hear your point.
I know that would be helpful to me.
Yeah, I'll do that. I hear your point. You're saying
okay.
Make those corrections.
That's great. Okay, now I'm actually looking at the spreadsheet that Marnie sent back out to us last time, but I don't think the column and row have changed. So if I make reference to them, could you just maybe, could you look at the spreadsheet with me so that we're on the same place?
Are we talking about the national office budget?
Yes, national office. I'm looking at column N, line 944, which is national office listener support.
Yeah.
Are you at the same spot?
Well, I'm moving there now.
944, and what I have is matching gift corporate.
Okay, because I think that
942 is listener support.
Okay, well, we're pretty close, and it's a column heading annual total budget
206, right? You have 486,000 there.
Yeah. Okay, so Lonnie, let me know when you're there.
I'm pulling it up now. But to be sure, we're talking about the same document. What's your bottom line?
Income before central services is $1,015,900.
No, but he means the net surplus slash deficit before depreciation, 272.
We're national office? Just a second.
I have 272,371.
That's what I have?
Let me check what I have. The budget's flying around. I have, mine has changed since some of the conversations we had. I now have 301. 421, and that's the one I'll send out. Looks like I did take and make some of the changes we discussed before.
Okay.
And I did go through it, so that's why the bottom line goes up.
Okay. Push. So as I'm making my questions, you can just go to your appropriate line, and if they're relevant, great, and if they're not, okay. So my first question is under listeners.
Hello.
Or.
Did it for 2006.
Wait, Jane, you dropped out. You dropped out. Can you repeat what you just said?
You have 486,000 for listener support, but for actual FY06, you have projected none, and my understanding was because
nine?
The national office cannot generate income from listener support. Am I?
Yeah, stations can. National office can't.
So do you still have 486 in there?
Yes. That will change.
All right, that's one item I have highlighted, and a very big.
Jane, can I just slot in there? Where will it go? Will the same amount migrate somewhere else?
No, it's going to go up because that 486 was predicated on a half-time development person, and if I can retain our services of our current person for a few more months, I can project more revenue.
But what line item will it move to if it's not going to be there?
It will be there. It'll be under listener support.
Okay. Sorry, Jane.
I mean, it'll be under donations. The 486 will go up.
But it's going to be in a different line item. Is that correct, Lonnie?
No, it'll be in that line item.
It'll be under listener support?
No, I think it's under donations, isn't it?
No.
Not in the one I have.
Listener support.
Okay, well, whatever it's called, that's the line item. It will go up if I can get the planning process done about how much we can reasonably expect without a person staying on board.
Okay, so a very big question that we don't have time for tonight, but I know it weighs heavily on some of our minds, is the relationship between the mailings from national office and the local fundraising. And I don't think that we should tackle it tonight because it's a really big question, but I do know that somehow this committee needs to get to that. So I guess I would like to ask that that be calendared for a future meeting.
That's one of the things that projects that I had, say, if a current person who's doing fund development can cull the list to see how much duplication and overlap there really is. And that's one of the projects I wanted to get done. So he's mindful of it, and I know that assertion's been made that somehow or other national office mailings have taken money away from the stations.
Well, if I could, the flip side of that that Patty's brought up for us a couple of times is that we are a listener-supported network. And so if we are getting donations from non-listeners, what are the implications of that? So what I would like to ask is that at the earliest convenience after we get through this budget process, that we schedule a finance committee meeting to discuss these questions.
And perhaps have
the development person on talking with us, because I think that they might have some ideas to bring to the table.
Yeah, provided you guys will be nice to him.
Is that...
No name, Carly.
With that proviso, does that sound like...
Yeah, sure. I think we need to have that discussion.
Okay.
I really do.
Okay.
It's an important discussion to have because, you know, my view is no matter which door the funds come through, we must plan to bring whatever all of the arms of Pacifica is doing, the stations or the national office. What we want to see is that all our boats rise and that we have a good plan for, you know, creating revenue to allow us to meet our goals and the mission of this network. So I think that's an important discussion. I think that's one of the first discussions that we should have with the new executive director and a program coordinator. Our future, I believe, is tied up with our programming and our outreach to whatever configuration we want to look at, members, non-members, other organizations, young people, community organizations. I think that's where our future lies, and that discussion would undergird. So I think it's crucial. In fact, I would love to have it sooner rather than later because...
Okay, so Mr. Chair, is that okay? You just make a note of that and we'll...
I just did. I started a file called Future Issues. And,
okay, thank you. And then I'm on line 1012, Lonnie. You may be a line or two off. This is studio office rent for national office.
Yep, $15,000.
Yeah, do you see that, Lonnie?
That's line 1010 and what I have, Lonnie.
Oh, 1010. Well, that would be in the consolidated budget. I'm in the individual national office budget.
Oh, I'm sorry. I don't have that.
Let's see if I can find it.
It's under, what, administrative, Dave?
Yeah.
It's in administrative expenses, yeah.
And it's $1,000?
I'm not $1,250 a month in this.
$1,250 a month. Well, let me go to the consolidated where you are, because it's not in... The one I'm looking at, which is the individual national law studio, there, here it is, $1,250 a month. I think that might be an artifact. I'll look at that one.
But I mean, I see 11,000 expenses for this year, so it can't. It has to be.
Now let me look at that one. That is curious. Let me check that out.
Okay, and that relates to the question that Marnie sent out to us about rent, perhaps there needs to be some accounting for rent paid to KPFA by national office. I know that we here in D.C. feel that if the national office does continue to stay here, we definitely think that some rent should be budgeted for that.
That's national office at, you mean at W?
Yes, I mean if
that okay, I won't go into names.
Right.
If you have national staff there, basically, helping out.
Yeah, thank you. So if maybe there needs to be something budgeted for the national office space that's being occupied.
Well, I hear that, but that assumes the national office is some sort of creature, and it's like another sixth station. Now, I understand their feelings about it, and I understand that folks feel that national office, even Free Speech Radio News, a number of people ought to perhaps be paying. I disagree with that, the assumptions behind it, Jane.
Okay.
The assumption is that the national office is just another rentor. Well, I don't agree with that. The national office owns all the national office representing the board owns all of the assets of Pacifica. Charging rent to oneself is a discussion, I believe, that we should have with the PNB because it's a fundamental one. Right now we have bylaws that really are centrifugal in the sense that stations and the bylaws are incentivized to look after their own finances and whatnot. But the PNB is trying to look at things from a network point of view. But the crucial issue that I hear coming up over and over again is who owns the assets of Pacifica. And from where I sit, there is no question who owns the assets. The National Board does. No station owns anything.
Lonnie, just to clarify this discussion, I think the question arises because KPFK is paying 1% less in central services than other stations because, at least that was my understanding, I need to look at that, because it houses the archives.
Yeah, I heard that argument too. I'm going to look into and see what the history is and what the rationale was. But, you know, that's a huge policy issue. Unless we on finance are prepared to make a motion, I think that that is a discussion the board should undertake because it's cross stations. It's a huge issue. Everybody ought to have a chance to weigh in on it. And I again put that on the agenda that we should have that discussion and at some point be prepared to make a motion to the PNB or a recommendation or have the PNB, you know, have that discussion because it has many, many permutations because it's not just the assets. It is the content and product that goes out from each station. You have many, many programmers producing content. Big issue. Who owns that content? Who regulates that content? What do the copyright laws have to say? What is the, you know, this is crucial, crucial issues, admittedly, but we're not going to do it today. But I do think we are perhaps getting to some of the fundamental issues that as a new structure, and I consider Pacifica a new structure, we have to clarify. So let's have the discussion. I agree it's a problem.
Okay, is there anything else, Jane?
Yes, just one more, Lonnie, and this is under development expenses. If you could maybe refer to that section of the national office.
Okay. Yeah.
Are you looking in the consolidated budget or your...
I'm looking at the individual national office budget,
okay,
but what's
okay,
the
great
item?
Okay, so, for example, what I'm looking at here under printing regular, it shows $105,000 for budget. Then the next one that's filled in is $5,000 for caging costs.
Yeah.
The next one that's filled in is $65,000 for direct mail postage.
Yeah.
And what I'm seeing on the version that I have in front of me is that we have actual costs for FY05 where we have zeros filled in for budget 06. And I think that it doesn't really look like this particular section of the budget has been worked through. And so I just wanted to call that to your attention. If it hasn't changed in yours, perhaps.
Yeah, I'll look at that. We did talk about it last time. I said I would look at it.
Okay.
And I need to get to with that development person and
great,
get a breakdown.
That's all.
Because a breakdown of how it will be spent.
Yeah.
But remember, we had a development person who was busy leaving, you know. Now.
Yeah, I just wanted to call your attention back to that because even though David brought it up, I just wanted to make sure that you were clear that that was where, at least my
yeah
question.
Okay. I'm aware of that one, too.
That's it.
Okay, Patty. And just for the record, I'm going to ask Steve, I think now would be the appropriate time after he's done for any comments on the affiliates funding, and then I think without, if we don't have anything further, we should move forward in the agenda. Patty? Can you hear me?
Okay, can you hear me now?
Yep.
Okay, good. Okay, I'm very confused. I want to ask a couple questions. Again, this is, I'm also on this mail drop thing here. You're saying, Lonnie,
Dave, I have one question, if you can come back to me.
Sure.
Where is the mail drop income? That's $486,000 in listener support?
Yeah, most of that is mail drop, yeah.
Okay, most of that is mail drop.
Yeah.
Okay, but we don't really use just listeners for that, right?
It should be actually under donations, but I'll have to check with that, see what the CPB rule is. Last year it was under donations. It was not on the list of support. Somehow it got up here in this budget that way. So anyway, I'll check that one.
Okay, so what is your projected income for mail drops?
Well, since last week it's changed, but last week we thought we were losing our person who had been doing the mail drop work for us. And the idea was to work with a consultant at sort of half time. So our number dropped in terms of our projections. Since then, he's reconsidered, says I'd like to continue on full time and keep on doing what I was doing roughly. We have made some changes in the job description and made it more doable for him. And so I'm going to relook at it because I'm getting from him tomorrow what he thinks the revenue projections ought to be and the cost. And I'm going to work those into this budget and have it ready by, you know, by Sunday. So we'll have it to work with. So that's where we stand with it. Now the question comes up, well, how much of this mail drop is station list versus what we call acquisitions? In the early mail drop, it was about 50% station, 50% what we call acquisitions. But the second and third one was mostly acquisitions, and the third one was 100%, which is to say swapping mail lists with other progressive organizations or buying mailing lists and mailing to those folks, making them become aware of Pacifica, asking them to support initiatives we might be looking at, but mainly to let other progressive organizations know that we're worthy of donations. That's why it should be in donations rather than a list of support. And they have donated to us because a lot of people didn't know about Pacifica. Once they became aware of it, they wanted to know.
Okay. So, all right. So you don't have a figure now, is what you're saying.
Well, I'm saying that we will do probably that 486 and maybe more. But like I said, my person doing the mail drops is gathering those numbers now to see what he thinks we could do.
Okay. Okay. And the expenses for the mail drops are under development and they're in there now?
Yeah. They're not in the detail they should be, but in the whole, you know, those three mail drops will probably cost around $175,000.
And so that's the only development we have is mail drops?
Right now, the development person does consultations with the stations. He helps them write their mail drops, did with WBAI, the one that you guys did about 3 weeks ago, a month ago, he and I helped write that one. He does it with Kay. He does it with all the development directors. So he's a consultant to them. He, of course, manages our mail drops, too.
But Lonnie, that's his job. She's asking about the funding and the development expenses category.
Right. Is that all we do is mail drops for development in the national office for this 175?
Yeah, that's all we do.
That's it. We're not doing anything else, right? Because we can't really do anything. Pardon?
Well, do you have something specific you're thinking we do?
No, I'm talking about we have a budget here, and we actually passed a resolution last year that 10% one way or the other would be noted in our monthlies, right? So this not being filled out completely or where it belongs gives us a problem to follow our motion and mandates that we had last year. But okay, so you're saying this $175,000 is obviously nothing else we're doing but drops. I might remind you, as people have said, you can't just, like, take on a person after you've let them go without doing a search. Like, we're just all of a sudden changing their job description into a consultant. I don't know if that's proper or not. I think that was questioned.
No, that's a moot issue now.
Mr. Chair, we do have a time limit.
Okay, all right. And also, all right, so I actually have a little motion here because I think it is important. I don't think we can really wait. I had a two-part, but now since I found the numbers here that you've said are there, I guess I'll accept that as a part of the... Here's a mail drop motion. Since Pacifica is listener-sponsored, mail drops utilizing non-Pacifica listener lists must be approved by the PNB by resolution, and mail drops using Pacifica listeners include a checkbox for their primary station and a PNB discussion take place as to division of income between national office and the station.
Patty, I'm going to rule that out of order for now because it's really about this budget right here. So we can take that up. I can put that on that list. Or if we're going to deal with some motions on national accounting standards, I think, on Sunday. Mark has raised that point. If you think that's relevant there, then we'll look at it once we're dealing with those.
Okay.
I don't think it's your
name. Mr. Chair, I'm worried about time right now.
Mark. I'd like to get on the stack again if possible.
Well, my concern is I'd like to hear from Steve quickly if he has any additional comments about the affiliates. Then we'll go to you, Mark, and then we need to move the agenda. Steve, did you have Jane had something too. I'm sorry. So
yeah,
we'll go
I just wanted to weigh in on what Barry was asking for feelings from other committee members about the budgeting of the Spanish language programming.
Uh-huh.
I concur completely. I think that there needs to be a line for it, and somehow it needs to be in there up front.
I think that is an issue that is germane to this budgeting process. So I think Baruti or Jane, you can construct a motion to that effect that we can consider, that would be helpful. So if you can be thinking about it while we go to Steve and Mark. Steve, did you have something on affiliates income that you are funding that you wanted to ask?
Yeah, I have a couple questions and a general one. First of all, I'd like to thank the committee for allowing me to join you and participate in the call. I really appreciate it. The reason for my presence tonight is that I don't feel I've received adequate information about the budget, and my questions have gone unanswered. So I'm concerned that I'm not going to be able to fulfill my obligations as a PNB member next week. So one question to start with is, where are PNB members in my situation who are not on the Finance Committee, who have questions about the budget, supposed to go for answers?
I'll answer that. The information request should go through the ED, according to our current policy. So if you have an information request for something like that, that's who it would be directed to, and then the ED would delegate it to the appropriate person for a response.
So there's really no way to get timely answers to questions about specifics of the budget?
It's the responsibility of the ED. Now, if you send it to us, I can just say that we'll do everything we can to get you answers.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't hear you, the ED. Well, I should just say that neither the ED nor the CFO have been responding to my email questions, which I find problematic. So here are the two questions that I do have. Where are the revenue and expenses for the affiliates program broken down in the budget?
Lonnie?
Well, there is no affiliates department. There never has been at Pacifica. The affiliates coordinator is the major way in which Pacifica has worked with the affiliates in the network. And that's a fairly new position, too.
But Lonnie, the money that the affiliates director spends, which budget line item is that in?
The affiliate director doesn't have an expense line item separate from the ED or anyone else. If their expense is connected with the affiliates program, then that person gets reimbursed.
Do affiliates pay any money to the network?
Well, you know, if the affiliates director has travel, conference calls, they get reimbursed along with everyone else, the ED or the CFO. There's no special program.
Okay, just to answer Jane's question, yes, we do get income from affiliates.
Yes, we do.
Yeah. Where is that posted?
Well, the affiliate income goes to the archives. That as because the archives have a very close relationship with the affiliates. They provide, they sell CDs, they provide information, they do a number of things. Now, if you're asking the question how much money goes into the affiliate program, well, you'd have to include salary of the affiliate director. You have to include the expenses connected with that. You have to include the tech support, conferences that involve affiliates and the network. You have to include KU, and it's spread out over, you know, at least between the national office, and I think KPFA does some KU support for the affiliates. My best guess is probably the affiliate program costs us somewhere between $125,000 to $150,000 minimum. Revenue, and right now it's about $125,000 from the affiliates themselves. Now, that the history of the affiliates is instructive too, because in 19, at least I'm told from people that were around, that pre-1997 affiliate revenue was like $200,000. We had at least 100 affiliates. But the board, the PNB.
That's not true. We had 57.
Pre-1997?
Yeah.
Pre-1997? Well, we had $200,000 in revenue. I saw that. That's a lot of affiliates. That's a lot of money, $200,000. Right now, we're at like $125,000.
That's because a lot of our current affiliates are low-power FMs who aren't paying.
Well,
the previous affiliates
were full-power
stations.
The major fact was that the board...
Mr. Chair, I think there's a stack.
Reduced the affiliate fees, I think, 2 years ago by 60%. That's the major impact upon that revenue.
Okay, Walter.
Dave?
Yeah?
This is Casey. I just want to let you know I'm here. I've been trying to get in for about an hour and a half, and it just has been saying this conference is unavailable.
You have bad karma. We'll have to do something about that.
But I'm here now.
Okay, so Steve, is that...
I don't want to belabor the point. I think it's problematic that the income and expenses aren't broken down. The reason why the fees were reduced by 60% is that Pacifica's relationship with its affiliates had devolved to such an extent that they weren't going to have any affiliates. And so that was a way, the discount pricing was a way of regaining the trust of the affiliates and rebuilding the affiliates program. Now, the reason I bring this up is that because of the way the program is being handled now, I'm concerned that this network, this foundation, risks losing ground again. And from a board perspective, the largest concern that I see is that we have contractual obligations to 80 other radio stations to provide services, and there's no budget to do it. I think that's a real big problem that needs to be addressed. And it's not about micromanaging how this is done. It's about a serious concern over the legal obligations that the foundation may have as a result of all these contracts being out there, which are formal legal agreements, and we have a very informal way of providing the services. It's a problem.
Yeah.
The other question that I have is why the affiliates director position is listed in the budget as a proposed additional position.
That was recognized as an error.
Who recognized it last time?
Okay. Well, thank you very much. I appreciate that, and I hope that we can do something to resolve the problem of requiring a fairly sophisticated knowledge of the budget and of foundation operations of board members, but not providing the information they need to do it. Thanks for letting me on the call.
Thanks. Mark?
Okay. First of all, I understand what Steve is saying, although I will point out, as the board has been told, that when budgets are made available, they're made available on the website for everyone to look at, but that doesn't necessarily answer all questions, and we need to deal with that. However, I do want to say one thing, and at the last PMB meeting, one of the things that Ursula said was that we have not raised our fees in quite some time because of the difficulties a couple of years ago. And since then, we've done audio port, we've done whatever, and we still maintain this program where, first of all, we have only one-year sign-ups for affiliates. And pointed out at that meeting, that's ridiculous because she says it takes all this time to reconnect with everyone yearly. And at the very least, we should have 2-year contracts. Secondly, we have not had an increase, and in fact, we had a decrease, as Marty pointed out, and have yet to restore the fees to the level of services we are attempting to provide. I do believe that the affiliates should be looked at in terms of charging them more for what we're providing, which is more than we provided 2 years ago. And then that revenue would help stabilize the services that we want to provide to them. It's a two-way street. And the affiliates can't get everything they want and keep 1997 fees.